Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Environmental groups are seeking to undo a decision by the U.S. EPA that handed Florida officials regulatory authority over the state's wetlands. Today, the groups filed a lawsuit in federal court in response to the EPA's decision last month to give the State Department of Environmental Protection permitting authority over wetlands development. The request came from Governor Ron DeSantis on behalf of developers and their Republican allies. Some environmental groups argue that removing federal oversight would make it easier for developers to drain and pave over wetlands. Florida accounts for about one-fifth of the country's wetlands. State officials say removing federal oversight would streamline the permitting process. Florida legislators are at the Capitol this week, essentially for the first time since the pandemic began last March. Steve Bosquet reports on how the medical emergency has transformed the seat of state government.
It's not the same Capitol. It's deserted, for one thing. The Capitol is often so quiet that the only sound is one of the new elevators announcing its destination.
Plaza level.
Or an electric drill building a new wall on the fifth floor. Lobbyists? They're nowhere to be found. They're allowed in the Capitol only if requested, so they're not here. In a Capitol where influence is often on full display, that's the biggest change of all. Committees meet mostly in empty rooms. Members of the public who want to testify are piped in from a few blocks away at the Donald L. Tucker Civic Center. There were a few bugs in the system in a Senate Criminal Justice Committee meeting.
You can hear us. Thumbs up, Sarge, if you can hear us. Working out the kinks.
The Senate and House separately manage their own areas. The Senate has blocked off public access to most hallways with sergeants stationed at key positions. But the House keeps its hallways open. To Representative Evan Jenny, having two sets of rules in one building makes no sense.
It's just more of the same stupidity that we've seen out of Tallahassee dealing with COVID, except now their own members are putting themselves in danger because of their own stupidity. It's kind of sad to watch.
In a Senate Transportation Committee meeting, three Republicans, George Gaynor, Keith Perry, and Tom Wright, did not wear masks, even though they were in a hearing room where signs on the wall tell everyone to wear masks. Senator Perry Thurston of Fort Lauderdale says it's not easy doing Zoom calls with lobbyists instead of face-to-face meetings.
Well, it's certainly a new day. It's not necessarily the optimal way of conducting business, but I think that in the era that we're at, that's just what we have to do. Some of the remote appointments with some of the lobbyists makes it a little more difficult to understand their side of the issues.
Thurston, now in his 13th year in Tallahassee, does not see anything changing during the upcoming two-month session that begins on March 2nd. I'm Steve Bosquet.
Here's the weather tonight. Partly cloudy with overnight lows in the high 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy and windy with some showers later in the day and highs in the low 70s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.
What's wrong with people? Has the savagery and raw animal hatred within the human species finally come out of the darkness to devour our society? Fanatics in MAGA caps rabidly cheering a tyrannical, lying, insane president. Gangs of Proud Boys beating protesters whose politics they dislike. Wackadoodle extremists promoting the group hallucination that Nancy Pelosi is leading a fiendish Democratic cabal of child sex traffickers. But is that really who we are? Given the media and political focus on all things awful about people, you would think so. But consider a couple of little-discussed truths about humanity that might help all of us step back from hopelessness and push ahead in our political work with a fresh perspective on what is possible. Warning, these truths are so contrary to present-day conventional thinking of what is possible that when some people are first exposed, their brains whiplash. So brace yourself. Here goes. Truth number one. Most people are fundamentally fair-minded, kind, and generous. Truth number two, the basic human instinct is not dog-eat-dog selfishness, but social cooperation and sharing. You might holler in disbelief, how can such happy truths jibe with that litany of horrors we are experiencing? Well, although there are obvious exceptions to the rule, decades of behavioral studies have by and large produced the same finding. The great majority of people are guided in their daily actions and relations by deep values of fairness and sharing. This is Jim Hightower saying, it turns out that humankind is, well, overwhelmingly kind. That's the deep, promising virtue that we should highlight, making people's innate desire for an equitable, cooperative society the basis for every one of our economic, political, and social policies.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.